Confucius said, the most visible is the something invisible. There are many proverbs, oriental proverbs, the same kind. See in Japanese, a firefly. Without voice, burn its body, which is sujan, rather than skater, which is noisy. This is the same meaning. Firefly burns itself by its exigence rather than light is together. Together. Not in not itself. Together. This kind of idea is very oriental. You say Japanese culture. Shibui. Shibui means not conspicuous. Just common. And not colorful. And it express deep taste. I think those idea is originated our practice. If we want to keep the tradition or culture or heritage, this point is very important. We say this kind of effort is to accumulate unknown virtue or unknown merit. To do something where nobody notices it. To do something fundamental. To devote ourselves mostly the fundamental work. To set up the foundation. Daddy. It's the most variable work, and if you want to devote yourself, choose some fundamental Fuck. Nothing. Visible, conspicuous. Mark. We have to work with far-reaching plan or far-reaching eye. The far-reaching eye, we say, Kenshiki. This is very important word in Japanese, Kenshiki. Kenshiki is to have far-reaching idea.
And are you inferring?
Not temporal. Work. Even though we compete our merit in the realm of visible world, your work will be neglected before you die even. So we have to work for our descendant, for our future generation. And we must be proud of doing something which people usually do not realize its value.
And if you treat people.
When you work, devote yourself in this kind of work, you have eternal life. But if you are occupied by nearsighted idea, you will lose your value, and you will not find out the composure of yourself.
You talk about I got the French deep word.
In Japan, many and many religious heroes devoted themselves this kind of work. So they confound themselves in a limited work. That we say do you know Japanese no. In which we keep a container or showing thoughts, made of wood with bamboo ring, tied up, wood, piece of, it is made of, piece of wood. My pronunciation is Good. What did it? Something very to say for me. Anyway, the piece of wood does not, you know, work as a container with a bamboo circle or bamboo ring. If we have ring, you know, on our head, we can work. But if we have no ring on our head for ourselves, we will lose the meaning of existence. If you are very clever and capable, you can do anything you like. And people will ask you many things. But if you do various things, if you try to accomplish many things, you will not accomplish nothing. You will be just a tool of our people. If in that way, if you can really help, if you can help others completely, it may be all right. But if you want to help others in its true sense, it is better to devote yourself for some limited thing. If you help them when you ask, they will feel very helpful at that moment, at that time. This kind of help is rather superficial help and casual help. If you want to help people, you have to devote yourself for some particular thing. And you have to help others with full confidence in your work. Then, you can help people spiritually and physically. But if you try to help superficially, that help will sometimes, or most of the time, spoil people without helping them. But you spoil them, just spoil them. And mutual help of this kind is, will result depravity.
Metta.
So it is the same thing with religion. Even though you compare various religion. And you take good points of points from various religion. But if you seek for too much honey from various flowers, which is not necessary for you, you will be spoiled by honey. A little bit honey is enough for us. There's no need to be greedy. If it is true, a little bit truth, a faint idea of truth is enough. And you should devote yourself to the truth you have, you saw, complete. Then you will find out the true meaning of the truth. It is not matter of which is good or bad. It is matter of whether you devote yourself to the truth completely or not.
There, but that is not that way.
This kind of idea is very special to Japanese culture or Oriental culture. In Lotus Sutra, Buddha said to light up or to lit up one corner. Not all the world, just to lit up, to make it clear, just where you are. Ichigo or terasu, ichigo is one corner, terasu is to lit up, or to shine one corner. This is a very valuable point, important point in our practice. It does not mean to be to be negative or to be narrow-minded or to be sectarian. It is a way it should be, and everything exists in that way. Bamboo cannot be a pine tree at the center. Bamboo is always bamboo. So bamboo is variable. Bamboo and mixture of bamboo and pine tree. serve for anything. Because bamboo is straight, pine tree is crooked. So bamboo is variable and pine tree is variable. So there's no need for us to be famous. But to be useful. The first of all, we should be, each one should be he himself. And then we will find our world men convenient. If we try to be the most famous, most useful, and most powerful, everyone will lose the true meaning of existence. So, we say, when you become yourself, then become Zen. When you become you, when bamboo is bamboo, that is Zen. When a tree is a tree, that is Zen. If so, we have to realize our inmost nature as a being, our inmost request of ourselves, inmost request works for every existence. In the same way, but as each existence different from the other existence, even though the inmost request is universal, the way of expression should be different. The other day, we thought completed a big building at Sojiji Temple. For the memory of the fifth patriarch from King Japan, Dogen is the first patriarch, and fifth one, a fourth one, who is Keizan Genji, and the fifth one is Gassan Genji. Gassan Genji had many good disciples. Sometimes we count 25, sometimes we count 10. Anyway, he had many disciples. When Keizan Zenji saw the fourth patriarch, Gassan Zenji, the fifth patriarch, saw the fourth patriarch, Gassan Zenji. Gassan Zenji, although Gassan Zenji was very good, but Keizan Zenji did not allow his transmission. And he gave some question. Have you seen the double moon? He couldn't understand what did he mean. And he studied and studied and studied for many years. Many and many years. And he could understand what did his master meant by double moon. Although our inmost request or nature did the same. Our way of expression should be different. It should be double. It is, you know. When I devote myself to my inmost request, you will understand how I how hard I make my effort to express it. Here we have mutual understanding. But the way you express and I express is not the same. Because it is not the same. And it cannot be the same. We can respect each other's effort, and at the same time, we can feel, we can tell, we can realize how difficult it is. That is mutual understanding. Here we have double moon. That thing, that's the same moon. You may say, the moon. We see here in America, the moon, they will see at, in Japan, maybe the same. It's the same, but it is not the same. It is double. I don't know. How many moons we will see. But the feeling of the seeing, observing the moon is the same. Even though sometimes when we see the moon, we'll see with tear. Sometimes we'll see the moon with joy. But the moon is the same. Yeah, we see for double. It should be double. But the moon is the same. So as long as you are caught by the single moon,
that
which is always same to everybody, we cannot see the true moon. You are seeing the painted moon, which is always the same. There's no meaning to it. we say, fight bad, bad, fight bad, fight bad in the snow, in the snow, in snow. You cannot see the fight bad in snow. But still, bad exists. When we devote ourselves in true practice, our practice is not visible. But this invisible effort, accumulation of those invisible efforts, will build up your character, and you will obtain the power to be a master of the surrounding. As long as you are chasing after just visible thing, you will never understand the meaning of our life. So this is how we devote ourselves to our way.
Donna, I'm Leah. I can see that if we look at the moon projecting our own emotion, we won't see the meaning. On the other hand, we must be one with the moon, we must be bare to it in a special way so that it has a particular meaning to us and we experience the moon ourselves. Could you clarify?
Yeah. I understand your point. To see, if you want to see double moon, the power of let me put in this way. When you unless you have eyes to see the double moon, you cannot see it. And as long as you observe the moon, just an object of your eyes, you cannot see it. If you want to see the double moon, you must have, you must build up your character, and you must have the power to observe the double moon. In other words, you, through your practice, obtaining your power to observe it, you can see the double moon. As long as you just seek for just figure out what is double moon. This moon is. This moon. This way of observing moon is right or wrong in this. You cannot see it. When you are quite sure, you know, in observing the moon, you can see the double moon. Even though you say, that is just moon, not double moon. I may say, for you it may be the single moon, but for me it is double, I may say. If someone say it is double, I may say, no, it is single. Doesn't matter to me whether it is double or single, because I am quite sure about my eyes. So when it is, when you are quite sure with yourself, or when you own your eyes, as the sense organ, as your sense organ, you can see the double moon. But when, as long as you are enslaved by your eyes, you are, you cannot trust your eyes. So, if someone say that is double or single, wonder. You cannot trust your eyes. Do you understand? This kind of strength can be acquired by your own effort, not others' effort.
Right.
Even though I explain it 1,000 times, it will not help you unless you yourself make your effort to be sure about yourself before you believe in yourself. You cannot not see the double world. Actually, double or single doesn't matter. That is double moon.
Thought that I was doing it right here. A bit mad. Yeah, you look good. Well, I tip that behind. They didn't even have a round out of suit.
So, as long as you are proud of your practice, to be proud of your practice is you are still relying on something, someone. Because you rely on others, rely on the reputation, you are proud of yourself. If you are quite independent, you know, you are not proud of anything, of yourself. So, the fifth patriarch in Japan, rather proud of his deep understanding of Buddhism. So, Kassan then said, did not accept him.
Who's that?
Adam.
Not yet.
We have.
You have. You cannot see the double moon. When you forget yourself, you have full strength.
People,
do you understand? You understand this psychology?
Do.
But it doesn't mean to be lazy or to become wood or stone. That's it. Then you are alive and your mind is not working. But you are fully, you are in full activity, but your activity is not rely on anything. That is, that. Okay. Did you understand?
That the curious and they're off.
Don't say curious to know.
Would I have an answer to a really big thing? Sure, Mr. Richard Horston, Sensei Buffalo. All the fifth major, we kind of beat it up with you that see that. I raised the question, was the footage about the kind of like brother blogger that the two categories of video arts that we actually aptitude shirt the daughter for the issue.
Certified by
B, a high authority.
Before you have full, confidence in yourself, you will not be certified by anyone. Even though someone say you are good, it doesn't mean anything. So your confidence is fast. So there is no other way to be confidential to in yourself. We are not talking about something very difficult. If we are quite sincere with ourselves and Sarvasangha. If we are conscientious, not conscientious, but if we are aware of our idol practice and ashamed of it, that's the way. Even though we are not perfect, if we are aware of our imperfection, that is good. Very good. That is very good. And after trying to polish ourselves until we think we are allowed, we will be allowed by our patriarchs, by Buddha, and by our teacher. Then you are pretty good. Not perfect, but pretty good.
Since the word Satya, what is Satya? The word is what in Satya?
Fishing?
Shashu.
This is Shashu.
Is that of the and of the cosmic girl in the
world? I don't know, I'm sorry.
The cosmic world around the fitted. That already don't know.
Actually, I don't know. I get accustomed to this way. Pretty early in my age. So I didn't think what it was. I'll find out by dictionary. But there is usually there's many interpretations to it. We never forget.
Heard from just the evidence that you have your fingers quite cool.
That if I do it like this, it's not good. Should be like that.
I know it's harder to do it that way. I've been trying to do it that way.
But it should be like this. This is not good. Maybe when I'm talking, my fingers may be like this. This is not good. Should be like this.
Are your forearms on your leg moving?
Bishop Yamada told us to do like this, but for someone this is better, but for someone I think this is better, not to rest your hand on your thigh.
In the land of Bihara Putra, they describe a Buddha as one who controlled the outflowing. Would you say the two words, Vasa? Or they often use the phrase non-repeat, actually.
None? No, it's fine.
No, leakage, you know.
Leakage?
When a bottle leaks, you know, comes out the crack, overflow. Death can come up to the hook around the head, the ring around the barrel.
I tell you what. That is Japanese, quite Japanese expression. Tangao hamiru. Maybe so. We have many ways of expression for one truth. I couldn't understand actually what you said just now. What did you mean? One?
Well, when I'm doing Brahman, you control the... Sometimes I have the experience of a non-outflowing, that I, it's all staying right there in me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, outpouring, I see.
I feel like I'm looking outward, and I feel, so when I'm doing Zazen, though, that will drop back inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought perhaps this is what they meant by non-outflowing. He controlled the outflow of your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Outflow. That is opposite to our way. Outflow. Comes out. Your energy from your whatever it is, body or mind. You should be one, a soul or existence when you sit. There's no outside or no inside when you sit. Can you, do you accept this expression?
Yeah.
So, outflowing, it is not even to see inward. It is just to sit. No inside or no outside. Just one existence.